yours, or before it's even time to go. You're mine, I'm yours. Torn between two lovers. Final boarding and the cabin doors close. Cruising altitude and then the drinks are served. You're not there drinking white wines complimentary. You're not popping Valiums, you're not watching the free movies. Our trips come to an end. Some of them never began. You're mine, I'm yours. Torn between two lovers. You're mine, I'm yours. Can't have either or the other. You're mine, I'm yours. Torn between two lovers. Torn between two lovers. Between two lovers. Always wanted to fall in love with an actor. Be okay with whomever they're kissing that day. It's only work, you know, we've all gotta get paid. Not sure I'm ready for that, but I'm sure I'm ready to change. What do pleasures of the flesh mean anyway? We're all growing old on decay. You're mine, I'm yours. Torn between two lovers. You're mine, I'm yours. You're mine, I'm yours. Torn between two lovers. You're mine, I'm yours. Can't have either or the other. You say I love you.
You say I love you.
I'm not sure you do.
I'm not sure you do.
You say that I love you, and I'm torn between two lovers. You say I love you.
You say I love you.
I'm not sure you do.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 477. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Laura Jane Grace and the Devouring Mothers. That song's called The Airplane Song, and that's on the Bought to Rot album, which came out November 9th of last year on Bloodshot Records. It's a Laura Jane Grace solo album, so it does sound a little like the early Against Me. Definitely has some of that folk punk leanings there, and that track in particular feels a lot like the Mountain Goats, but that's a good thing. The whole album is very good. Give it a stream. I think you're going to find you want to add that one to your permanent collection. Anyway, I've got lots of music for you here. Here's a new one from Joe Jackson. The song's called Fabulously Absolute.
Go on and shove it in my face. Just join the human race. Or maybe whisper in my ear whatever I should want to hear. Like I'm a fascist or a fool who didn't go to snooty school. I get it wrong on the remote, and even wronger when I vote. All for one and one for all and all. To deplore someone who doesn't know the score, or maybe blinded by the light, 'cause I'm a filthy troglodyte. If I was right and you were wrong, then I could sing another song. But I am wrong, you were right, and I don't want another fight. All for one and one for all and all. Tell me what I want.
I'm an angel in a dozen people. Other days I'm hopeless and it's thrown to the dark. We can't believe his luck, grabs my chop and runs off. So hungry and confused, I retire to my bed, to weather out the storm and live to breathe again. Try to make sense of all this Venus and Mars stuff, but all that comes into my mind is, let's get to the good bit. Let's get to the spot where you think I'm great. Let's get to the good bit, honey. Let's get to the part where I'm just first rate. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Know it.
Hello, welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 477. We just heard from The Plague there. That song is called In Love, and it was a 1979 single for the London band. I heard it first, however, on the Gary Crawley's Punk and New Wave compilation that came out in 2017. Those listening for the last few weeks have heard me work my way through that compilation, three discs. This last disc is a lot more kind of power pop, and that suits me well. Overall, the compilation was very good. Lots of one-hit wonders that I never would have heard before, like The Plague there. Before that, we heard from Duncan Reed and the Big Heads, the song Let's Skip to the Good Bit. That's on his album Bombs Away, which came out April of 2017. He put that out himself. It's one of those records that I've been meaning to pick up for a long time, and then when I got that Bandcamp gift certificate for Christmas, you know that's how I spent my money. He's got a new album coming out soon. He's out there crowdsourcing for it now, and you could do a lot worse than to drop him a few dollars towards that. I'm sure that album will be amazing, because Bombs Away, just aces. And then we started that set off with Joe Jackson, the track Fabulously Absolute on his new album Fool, which just came out January 18th on Ear Music Records. That is a very interesting album. It kind of sums up everything he's ever done, but it's so good. It's got bits of it that are kind of day and night and bits of it that are kind of look sharp. And that track there seems to have a bit of all of them in one track, but it's good. And you're going to want to pick that one up if you're a fan of Joe Jackson. And if you're not a fan of Joe Jackson, again, you're listening to the wrong podcast. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more new music for you here. This is Juliana Hatfield with the track, All Right, Yeah.
Melting.
And that wraps up that. That was Pedro the Lion with the track Clean Up. That is on the album Phoenix, came out just January 18th on Polyvinyl Records. I happen to be in Phoenix right now, so ooh, spooky happenstance there. The album is very good. Nice to have that band back, and nice always to hear David Bazan's lyrics because they are really, really good on this album. Before that, we heard from Juliana Hatfield the track All Right Yeah. That's on her new album Weird. Also came out January 18th on American Laundromat Records, and also a very good album. I'm a big Juliana Hatfield fan, forever and ever, amen. But that one there, just excellent. And that track there definitely could have come from Hey Babe, like the golden commercial era of Juliana Hatfield. So happy to have her back as well. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let's wrap things up. Need to let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 477. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. There's some things happening that you want to know about. Peter Murphy playing tonight on the 28th at the Truman. On the 31st, Devotchka is at Record Bar. Radar State's CD release party at Record Bar on the 1st. Or Red Kate is playing a release party for some other band on Black Sight, Davies Uptown. I don't know anything about it, but man, I wish I could do both. On the 28th, Employer is playing at Davies Uptown. And that's, again, somebody else's release party. I forget whose, though. Cuddlecore or something like that. Cuddle Puddle, that's it. On the 12th, Lucy Dacus is at the Bottleneck. On the 13th, Mr. and the Miss is at the Record Bar. On the 26th, Soccer Mommy is coming to the Record Bar. Kurt Vile will be at the Truman on the 27th. Kiss will be at the Sprint Center on the 27th. Cherry Glazer will be at the Record Bar on the 27th. And that's about all I'm going to talk about for now. Looking at the website, only the write-up and photos and video of that Insepharum, Septic Flesh, Arsis, and Stonehaven show. Soon you'll have photos and videos and such of the Emmeline Twist, Appropriate Grammar, Tim Braun, and Julia Hale show that happened over the weekend, but I haven't quite got those up yet. Anyway, I've got one track left for you, and it is for Cherry Glazer, who I just mentioned are coming to town soon. Brand new album just comes out February 1st, so I was sneaking this one in a little under the wire. The track is called Wasted Nun. It's on the album Stuffed and Ready, coming out on Secretly Canadian. There's a video for this track. It's a good one. It's kind of racy. Don't watch it at work. Watch it at home when you've got time to enjoy it and those eyeballs to kind of pop out like you're a wolf. Something like that. I think that's the way to do it. Anyway, we're going to end things here. Thank you very much for listening. This is Cherry Glazer with Wasted Nun.